As we heard in this program yesterday, don't ask, don't tell is history. That was the military's policy governing gays and lesbians. Inside the Pentagon, many people tried to take the news quietly. Outside, there was some celebration, including here in New York City, at a place called the Stonewall Inn in Greenwich Village. It's a birthplace of the gay rights movement, and NPR's Margo Adler went there.
It's hard to remember, but way back in the Clinton administration, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was a compromise. It seemed at first a more progressive policy than bringing gays up on charges of sodomy or giving them dishonorable discharges or putting them in military mental hospitals. Standing outside the Stonewall Inn is Sue Fulton. She graduated from West Point in 1980 and was a captain in the Army. She is now the executive director of Nights Out, an organization of gay West Point graduates. She remembers that in the beginning, people thought Don't Ask, Don't Tell might work.
If you think about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, it seems even-handed.
But in execution, she says, no one was ever punished for asking, only for telling. Fulton was not discharged because of the policy. She left on her own.
I couldn't stand lying about my life, hiding my partner and my family. And I know so many people who that's their situation. I think it's just the 14,000 who've been kicked out are such a small fraction of those who've been affected negatively by this policy.
Two filmmakers came to the Stonewall last night. They produced and directed The Strange History of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which is being shown on HBO. One of the directors, Fenton Bailey, also remembers how different it seemed at the beginning.
I remember thinking, well, it's not great, but it's a compromise. And I don't think Randy or I had any idea how iniquitous it was. There was a ban before, but there wasn't a law. And so really, it wasn't a compromise at all. It was an enormous step backwards.
Anthony Greco was discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He says he was outed by a buddy who read his journal before he even finished his training. He says ending the policy changes everything for him.
I've never been so happy in my life, so it means the world to me. It means my future to me.
He's enlisting this week. He's already finished the paperwork.
I'm re-enlisting as a human intelligence collector. I plan on doing PSYOPs and making a career out of it. Once I finish my bachelor's degree, I fully intend on going to officer candidate school and to just excel from there.
About 150 people crowded into the Stonewall Inn bar. There were cheers when someone stepped up to the microphone to lead a farewell to Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I just want to get a goodbye DADT to kick us off. So goodbye DADT.
As to what really propelled the change, people here gave many reasons. Changes in attitudes in the country as a whole, shifting attitudes among top military brass, gay activism, legal action, and the increasing needs of a military waging several wars. Sue Fulton.
When we're at war, what matters is, do you have my back? Are you supporting me downrange? And all of this other nonsense about, you know, who's waiting for you back home or what the color of your skin is or who you worship, those things don't matter. When you're downrange, when you're under fire, it comes down to, do you have the character and the ability to have my back? And gays and lesbians have proven throughout this conflict that they do.
A time of war, she added, is often when the military can make cultural changes more easily. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.